The six stages of wedding planning: fun, ouch, work, abstract, flurry, and here by Alison Moyer Smith of Emotionally Engaged. Wedding planning sucks at times. There, I said it. In fact, I say it often in my sessions with brides to be that wedding planning sucks, is boring, is disappointing, is tedious, maddening, and goes on way too long. Brides look at me first in shock when I say this, then in deep relief. I've never heard anybody say that before. They tell me it is tedious and annoying. It is so boring to be consumed by this for so long. Where did my life go? It's all I do. Ah, the truth about wedding planning. It kind of sucks for many reasons. In this article, I'll delineate why, but first, I wholeheartedly acknowledge that at the very, very, very beginning, wedding planning is awesome. There, I said that too. That's stage one. Stage one is fun. If you are lucky enough to feel immediately excited about your proposal, not every bride does, and I'm here to help, then the daydreaming begins almost immediately. What fun that stage is! We'll get married in Italy, on a beach in Hawaii, in grandma's barn, on the top of our favorite mountain. If only brides and grooms and their families permitted themselves days, weeks, even a couple of months to, in this playground of possibility, to bat wildly unfeasible fantasies around for a good long time, to indulge deeply in the daydreams, to have simple fun, not grounded in any realities or budgets. If only everyone gave themselves over to this stage of wedding planning for a little while longer. But no, most move quickly onto stage two, which I call ouch. Most couples yank themselves from the anything is possible stage into the let's get down to brass tacks stage. And while this is exciting to start planning for real, it can also hurt. Yes, hurt. I bet you felt hurt when you discover what kind of wedding your budget can actually support, or when the mothers start getting bossy and difficult, or when the talk about who is paying for what starts, or a key bridesmaid is already committed to be in another wedding that same weekend, or you face the fact that there's no way Nana and Pop-Pop are healthy enough to travel to the Caribbean or Tuscany or even the mountaintop. If you want to have any sort of destination wedding, you're having it without them. All these things hurt. Yes, hurt. Reality bites when it comes to wedding planning. Stage three, work. Yes, that hurts, but it's time to get on with things. You have a wedding to plan, a big, expensive event with many moving parts and many different stakeholders with conflicting priorities, interests, tastes, and demands. It's a lot of happy things, a lot of happy things like touring the venues and trying on dresses, listening to bands, tasting cakes, designing invitations, trying on wedding bands. And it's a lot of challenging things like facing costs, managing personalities, negotiating how many guests each family gets. It's a lot of detail-oriented things like booking hotel blocks, going back and forth on budgets, collecting addresses. You are planning a wedding, and you're in this crazy emotional mix of having fun with your wedding craft projects and furious that his mom wants to invite that many people. You're doing the task work of the wedding and the emotional work of the wedding. Oh, and you have a full-time job too. This work stage, It's a long stage in every way. But then you move into stage four, what I call abstract. In this stage, you're basically set. The big ticket items are booked, the venue, caterer, flowers, food, dress. The frenzy of the work stage is over. And yet, it's too early to tie up the final details. You review your list frequently, looking for some other tasks you can check off, you can complete. But the reality is now you wait. And the wedding is months in the future. It is still just an idea, really. It's not tangible, this huge date on everybody's calendar. It's hovering, looming, off in the distance. Your wedding is abstract. This doesn't mean anybody relaxes or turns their focus back to their own lives. Oh no. In fact, this is when the moms start acting up. The moms are still able to talk about your wedding 24/7. During the abstract stage of wedding planning, the moms tend to revisit decisions already made, reopen long dormant discussions. They create problems where none exists. For those of you who've read my book or watched my video series, you know that this is the stage January, February, March, and April that my mom harangued me about, get this, whether or not the lasagna for our very casual rehearsal dinner in July would be hot or not. Yep. She worried and called me endlessly about the temperature of a July lasagna for months. The abstract stage of wedding planning is totally annoying. In fact, some brides refer to this as my effing wedding at this stage. They are done with vendors, done with the moms, done with talking about it, done with the to-do lists. It's a weird stage, the abstract. You're waiting for time to pass until you can make those final decisions and complete those final tasks. My advice? Take a little vacation to get away from it all. Because then you hit stage five, flurry. About 6 weeks before the wedding, the pace quickens and the excitement begins to authentically build. You're also busy as all get out, humiliatingly chasing down RSVPs, negotiating the seating chart with your families, stuffing goodie bags, attending final fittings, nursing your bachelorette party hangover, handing off projects at work, writing vows, finalizing honeymoon tours, finishing up that darn craft project, which seemed like a good idea at the time. There's a lot going on. It's busy, but it's also feeling more fun because it's happening. Your wedding is coming up soon. You're busy, but you're good busy. And the moms are busy, so they're less annoying. You're all crossing things off the list for real, and that feels great. Check, check, task complete. Because now it's time for stage six. Here. As the week of the wedding begins and your guests start texting you with, woo, 4 more days till I'm on the plane, your excitement really builds. As you walk out of the office or sign off Zoom for the absolute final time before your wedding, you feel enormous relief. Work is done. As your guests board their flights and check in at the hotel block, your wedding gets real in the best way. At the wedding rehearsal, you finally lay eyes on your nearest and dearest, and everyone finally comes together. Your wedding rehearsal is a scattered mess. This is, by the way, normal. You and the wedding planner are herding cats after all. Your family and friends are too excited to concentrate. They don't want to listen to directions from the wedding planner. They want to chat. But When you get to the rehearsal dinner and take a sip of your signature cocktail and look around the room, you feel your body and mind relax. You exhale. The work is done. There's no more planning. There's no more doing. The months and years long work is done. The final tasks on your to-do list: number one, to be as present as you can be during this once-in-a-lifetime experience, to marry your person. Your wedding celebration has begun, and it will have a mood and a spirit all its own. You're living the fantasy you've worked so hard to create. Congratulations. At this stage, there's nothing left to be done except to enjoy, have fun, be present, and go for the ride. Oh, and get married to your wonderful man.